Philadelphia needs hope. Hope Pregnancy Centers on North Broad Street in Philadelphia has a mission to help women in crisis. In a safe, caring, and judgment-free environment, women receive free services like counseling, ultrasounds, supplies, education, and so much more. Hope's dedicated and loving staff offers personal support through pregnancy, birth, and beyond. On the front lines of Philadelphia, the need is great, but so too are those who step off the sidelines with financial donations that support Hope. If you have ever wondered how you can help, this is your moment to be a true lifeline. Give hope to Philadelphia by visiting multiplyhope.life.
It's gonna be all right. Oh, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Good afternoon, family and friends. Today, I am Dr. Howard, your weekly host on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with my wonderful wife and co-host, First Lady Vanessa Howard. I want to tell you our mission. Our mission is to impact the world with the transformational power of the gospel through real talk, biblical teaching, testimonials, discipleship, practical living, and life coaching. Call us right now if you want to pray, if you want to shout, if you want to sing, if you want to just holler. 888-329-3306. And today's topic is authors with a divine purpose.
Yeah.
And we have two very, very special guests with us, Pastor Teresa Chicklo and Minister Sharon Izell. To God be the glory for the great things he has done. And our scripture today is this, Jeremiah 29:11. Which is one of my favorite all-time scriptures that I stood on when I didn't know what else to do. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. To God be the glory for the great things he has done. Amen, amen. First amen. Lady, reintroduce our guests as we are going to read their bios. Amen.
Amen.
And let the Lord have his way.
Amen. Amen. So I met Minister Sharon and Pastor Teresa at a women's conference that Lady Leia had. And her ministry is called Warrior Wives and Women in Wait. And we have been friends now, I think, for about 2 months. These two women are very, very powerful and anointed, Pastor, and it's Teresa Chicklo. Sorry, Teresa.
Chicklo, I'm so sorry I butchered your name, Pastor, but God bless you, and we are so glad that you are here. And Pastor, can you open us up with prayer before First Lady Vanessa Howard actually reads a bio of Minister Sharon? Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you as we gather together for a great fellowship. We thank you for a launching that will take place, that will bring us into a prepared place in you. And so, Father, as we go further, we pray that lives will be transformed, minds will be renewed, hearts will change. We pray that we will make an impact globally. In the name of Jesus, that many will be in hunger for prayer. Many will be in hunger to pursue the things of God. And so, Father, we just thank you as we gather together, because truly this is the day that you have made.
Yes.
We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, endow the Howards and even this radio station like never before. Father, we thank you for a surge of your presence, even as we gather in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. God bless you. And First Lady, you can read the bio. Amen.
Hey, Minister Sharon, how are you?
Greetings, everyone. God bless you. I am blessed. Hello, hello.
Amen. Would you like to say something to our listeners.
A little shout out.
A little shout out.
Come
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Tell them something.
I am excited in my spirit. I woke up this morning with just anticipation of what God is going to do today. I just want to thank both of you for giving me this opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ yes. with those around the world. I'm just anticipating God to say something to us all, and I am humbled by it all. And just thank God for everything. Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming on.
And to God be the glory. We have two dynamos, anointed folks on this air with us today. And we're just so excited to have our special guests with us. And we thank God that you found it not robbery to be with us and to share your time with us mm-hmm. and our listeners so that somebody can be encouraged today. Somebody's life might be changed today. Somebody might be transformed and renewed today. Praise and God. Just take one more step further in their process that God has purposed them for. Amen.
Amen. Sharon Easel was born and raised in Amory, Mississippi, the second born of five siblings. She was raised by her grandmother, who is the motivation for the person she has learned to be true to and become as of today. She attended Mississippi State University, where she graduated with a bachelor's degree in communications and a bachelor's in public relations. She went on to be a news reporter for WCBI News in Mississippi, but was not fulfilled with her position, so she made the choice to walk away from it and began a journey to pursue her purpose, unafraid, with much faith in place. Sharon always knew that she had a remain true to who she was and fought tirelessly to find who that really was and what she was created to do. Her passion spilled over into finding her purpose and helping others to find themselves as well. She was determined to help others experience the joy that she felt and help to fill the void that only finding your purpose could fulfill. Sharon went on to create a self-help consulting firm, Sharon Easel Consulting, LLC. Her firm is geared towards helping leaders and emerging leaders uncover all that they can be and walk in their true purpose in life, healed and whole. Her heart's desire and the reason that she exists is to guide others to live their best God-given lives. Her firm also has a division that is geared towards helping with building their purposed businesses and ministries after discovery. As a result of this desire, Sharon went on to become the first published author in her family, crushing generational curses and paving the way for her family members to pursue their dreams. Her book is a self-help book guiding others on a path of self-discovery through biblical principles. The name of the book is Who Am I? A Dialogue Between Me, Myself, and God. The goal is to encourage self-care through purpose, find journaling, spending time with God for direction, and daily affirmations to direct your path and motivate you daily. Sharon is a speaker, a prophetess, and has traveled the world sharing what she has learned through life experiences and her God-given gift. She is determined to mentor and coach people from all walks of life and all countries of the world, as she is currently doing, to become who God created them to be and walk in purpose on purpose. The book is available on Amazon.com, and for a signed copy of the book, you can order on her website at www.SharonEasel.com. Subscribe to her website for free access to a monthly Solid Foundation Saturdays motivational call that will push you each week into destiny. Only subscribers have access to this room via Zoom. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, First Lady, for reading that bio, that wonderful, inspirational, transformational bio. Amen. By Minister Sharon Easel. I'm going to try this again, Pastor Teresa Crishlow. Amen. As I read your bio here, Pastor Teresa Crishlow is the author of Pressing into Powerful Prayer and has written a series of booklets on deliverance and prayer, as well as produced a healing CD called Divine Health. She is the founder and visionary of Pressing Into Prayer Ministries. Teresa attends Kingdom Manna International Church located in Brooklyn, New York, and her spiritual father and covering is Apostle Omar Morton. Her vision is to reach as many people as possible with the gospel of Christ so as to expand the kingdom of God. She is a seasoned prayer warrior, an intercessor, strategic prayer coach, and a healing and deliverance minister. She encourages believers to walk in the Spirit, walk in authority, exercise dominion over the powers of darkness, and walk worthy of their calling. She activates gifts and empowers believers to do the work of the ministry by impartation. Teresa has committed her life to the work of God by offering personal prayer support, mentorship, and life-transforming guidance to other believers across the globe. Her love for Jesus has birthed a deep burden for souls, which has resulted in salvation of many and has brought about a positive impact in the lives of those she has come in contact with. In addition, Teresa is passionate about souls. She enjoys seeing the manifestation of answered prayers through intercession according to the will of God. Her goal is to lead the efforts of God's body of believers to become more prayer-driven. In addition, she flows in a powerful prophetic anointing in intercession and releases the fire of the Holy Spirit, bringing fresh passion and a hunger for Jesus Christ. Sharing the principles of faith has become a driving force in her life and ministry. Teresa is a native New Yorker, and she is married to Wayne. She also holds a degree in business administration. Welcome, amen. welcome, Teresa and Sharon. God bless you both. God bless you both.
I had to wait until you finished reading her bio to say this. Brooklyn! New York all day, baby.
In the house. We have another New Yorker
amen.
Here.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And yes. I'm not a hater. I'm a congratulator. So God bless from New York to Mississippi and back
That's
again.
Right. That's
to
right.
God be
amen.
The glory for the great things that he has done. And he Love is it. Doing even right now.
Yes.
Well, let's kick this thing off with a question. And both of you can prepare to answer this question. And let's just let the Lord have his way.
Amen, amen.
Both of these wonderful, gifted authors, anointed women of God on purpose.
Amen.
For God. Who or what inspired you to take a leap of faith and begin drafting your masterpiece? And we can start with Minister Sharon and then move to Pastor Teresa. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, who really inspired me and what really inspired me really was the emptiness and the void that I was feeling, even though I was shouting, I was praying, I was, you know, loving Jesus. But yet and still, it was something inside of me saying there has to be more. Mm-hmm. There is something that I have yet to discover inside of me. And that void in itself began to push me into a deeper place of prayer, into a deeper seek of what that thing is and why I was having a great career and why I was, you know, having great friendships, relationships, support. But yet and still, there was something inside of me that was empty and that was void. And so as I began to seek God and as I began to pray, what pushed me there was just wanting to know what that more is. One of the things that I always say is, you know, it's easier to do something or accomplish something when you know the why. And so I didn't understand why I felt empty, but yet I was loving Jesus, why I felt like there was more of it, yet I had so much revelation and understanding of his word. And so as I began to pray, God said, begin to speak to me and say that, you know, you don't really know your purpose. Mm. You don't really know who you are. You don't really understand what is all inside of you. Mm. And so as he began to say that to me, I begin to journal. Mm-hmm. And I begin to ask God to give me scripture. I said, okay, God, well, show me who I am. You made me. You're responsible for showing me who I am. And he said, and you're responsible for seeking me for who you are. And so when I begin to do that, I'm a writer, so I love to journal and write down so I could come back and look at it later on. And so a couple of years ago, I began to journal my journey through scripture and prayer and seeking God day in and day out as he revealed the scripture to me, and I journaled it. And this book is nothing but my journal. And then he said, now this is a book. And so this book was birthed from really and truly my own secret place. And I shared it with the world because I know that if he said that about me, because it's in his word, he's no respecter of persons. He said that about you too. And so I wanted to share that. And that's how Who Am I was birthed.
Who am I? Praise God. And you said something there, the why. That's a major statement there, the why. We must understand the why. And and in order to understand the why, we must understand the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
Lord. Who preordained and preordained everything that we are for his glory, that he may get the glory, that he may be glorified. Our life, our walk, our talk is all for the glory of God. So thank you. And thank you for the answer to that question. Praise God.
And, you know, as you were speaking, Prophetess, I heard ask, seek, and knock. You know, the Lord told you that it was your responsibility to seek him out, to ask him, what is my purpose? And then to seek God and then knock. And in Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given to you.
Yeah.
Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you.
Yeah.
And a lot of us came to a place where we begin to ask God, Lord, what is it that you have for me? Because we all have felt a void at some point in our lives when we felt like, God, there has to be something more to this, you know, and sometimes God will place us in situations that is out of our control. You know, and then we're fighting and resisting. And then we get to a point where we ask God, Lord, there has to be more to life than what my current situation is, you know, and your book is not a small book. That's a whole lot of writing. And so you were really seeking the Lord and God was revealing a whole lot to you.
Because
it's a big book. You know, it's not a 20 pager. It's solid, and I thank God for every word that he poured into your life, because now you can use these same words that God spoke to you to help someone else.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And the God-given gifts. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And Pastor Teresa, you're up next. Amen.
Amen. And that was powerful, Minister Sharon. I was blessed by that. I can concur with that. I think everybody's foundation is, you know, of who we are and why. But really, I do have a few of who had inspired me and books that I have read along my journey and great authors and so forth. But even in the midst of everybody who I read from, Benny Hinn and Cindy Trim and everybody else, the Lord told me not to be a cookie cutter, that you are an original. And so being that said, that, you know, I did have those who inspired me, but God had what I have was have been originated by heaven and through the unction of the Holy Spirit to write. You know, I can imagine how the disciples were as they were writing, you know, the Bible. But even in that, God gives you an encounter with him as he takes your journal and calls it to be a legacy and calls to make history and to bring a manifestation of what you have done in the secret place. Yeah. And he rewards it. And I just say, you know, who inspired you is always the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And he never wants us to be like anybody, because he is the masterpiece. essence of our life. He's the centerpiece of our life. He's our main structure that keep us together. So I would say it's in those secret place of him making us of who we are, that we are in the making. And even in that, even on the potter's wheel, as we are the clay, mm-hmm. that he molded us, not that we are to be somebody else. Yes, we can be inspired to do. But there's a lot of people that just mimic everybody because of the sake of wanting to be somebody. But when you have your voice and your identity in the Lord, only God can do it. Hallelujah. Only God can do it. And yes. he puts his thumbprint upon it. And when he puts his thumbprint upon it, he signs it with wonders. Mm. He signs it with miracles. Yes. He signs it. And so we are original, and we can be inspired, and also we can inspire the next generation for them to become, you know, and to become. And that's all I would like to say.
Amen. To God be the glory. You said it, and you said it, and I know that our listeners out there are inspired and encouraged. I know that they're going out to pick up both of the books, amen, that you have written, and to God be the glory. And you said something there, Pastor. You are an original, mm-hmm. and don't be a cookie cutter.
That's right.
Because there's a lot of cookie cutters out there. There's a lot of wannabe like what I saw. And but if God did not place that anointing on you, mm-hmm. if God did not call you to that place and yes. to that assignment,
wow.
then you may get there, but you will not last long.
My.
Anything that we do in us doesn't last, mm-hmm. but everything that we do in Christ lasts forever.
My.
And the inspiration of the next generation and the generations to come with the power of the gospel, that's why God has anointed us to share the good news so that somebody's life might be changed, just like ours was changed in an instant. Just like we were renewed, just like we were transformed, just like we had to overcome. And now the Lord says, go forth, impact the world, share my good news so that somebody else can come behind you.
Ooh, and understanding who we are is our responsibility going to when we go into the throne room.
Throne room, yes.
You know, and so God has called us to inspire others, but he wants us to find our individual identity in him.
Yes, yes.
You know, Pastor, what you said was so phenomenal because, you know, we try to mimic what people are doing and feel like, you know, we have this blueprint that everyone has to follow. But if God didn't call you to that place, you can do whatever you want to do in your own power. You will never be as successful as the next person if God didn't call you to that place. And so we all have to learn how to stay in our lanes. But authors with divine purpose. You both are authors with a divine purpose. And God was molding you, and he was shaping you, and he was ministering to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. And as a result, you both were able to birth out a book, totally different books. One of them is Pressing Into Power, Powerful Prayer by Teresa Crislow. The other one is Who I Am, A Dialogue Between Me, Myself, and God. And so God was preparing both of you individually. And he had this moment in time already set aside that he knew that we all would be on this show together sharing his masterpiece based on the work that he was doing individually in all of our lives realistically.
Amen. And both of these books, and, you know, I've been able to look at the one, and I thank you so much for Pressing and Powerful Prayer. Amen. And I tell you, I read a few of those prayers, and it activated something on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
It activated something. So I know that those who are out there listening, Pressing Into Powerful Prayer, Prayers for Supernatural Breakthroughs, amen, by Teresa Crislow. And also the other book, Praise Be to God, Who I Am, A Dialogue Between Me, Myself, and God. Mm-hmm. I know that we've all been there, and I know that we all can be inspired by that work, that journal, that secret place time where the Lord allowed these two books to be birthed to advance the kingdom of God and equip and empower those who are doing the work of the ministry. So thank you. I commend you and honor both of you on this day. As you know, our Heavenly Father is well pleased. Amen. Amen. I have another question for both of you. And if you have something, just jump on in anytime. Let the Holy Spirit lead. But I have another question. When did you reach your breaking point and had to fully depend on God's divine intervention in the midst of preparing these works, these two books? Amen.
Well, I would like to chime in. I'm going to go ahead and go. When I had my breaking point is when I lost everything. This book was being birthed during a time where I was homeless. So I didn't have a choice in the matter. It's either lay down and die or stand on the word that you go to church every day, every Sunday, and shout on. There was a time when God said, you know, I want to know if I can trust you to do my will, even in the hard place. It's easy to obey God when things are going smooth, when you have a bank account full of money and, you know, everything is fine. But when you find yourself sitting in your car, trying to plug up your computer and trying to type a chapter or trying to get the editing done for your and you're saying, God, this doesn't make sense. I was in a place that I was so low. Family had turned. Everything that I knew that was stability seemed to crumble under my feet. And so I had to dig deep within in myself and find that word that says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I had to find that word that I began to read that I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. And I had to find that word. I've learned to be content in whatever state that I'm in. I've been abased, and I have to begin to tap into those words that I begin to say I had faith in and birth this book no matter what, because it was not about me. It was never about me. Yeah. And it's about who is coming behind me. It's about the life that was assigned to me. It was about the generation, my family, the generational curses that I had to destroy. I had to get to a breaking point of nothingness so God can begin to produce the oil that was needed to be the ink to the pen that wrote this journal, wrote this book, to be able to unlock something in someone else. So I had to get to a place of nothingness so I could produce something, because we all know that our intellect means nothing to God. I had the degrees. I had, you know, the people that were, you know, around me saying, if you need me, call me. And God wouldn't let me pick up the phone to call anyone. Jesus. And all I could do was call on Jesus, and do what he said do, because we know the warfare that comes with obeying God. But what about the warfare that comes when we don't obey him? Listen, I had to be reminded that. And I do not want to allow myself to become complacent and become get in a pity party, because I knew I've been in that place, and it breeds nothing but depression. And so many of you out there right now are depressed, not because you don't have anything to do or not because you don't have an option. It's because you choose to take a pity party instead of take what God put in your belly and begin to let it flow out of you like rivers of living water, even in the midst of your life getting cut off, even in the midst of you know, your husband walking out or your wife walking out. Jesus. So in my place, it was God took everything from me so that I could produce something for someone else. And I had to get out of my own way and make it not about me, but about what was in me. And that's what God had to do. And I got to that place. And that's where Who Am I came about, in a place of nothingness. And God produced something. He made something out of it. And so that's where I was. I found myself.
Jesus. Amen. To God be the glory. Can we just shout for a minute? Can we just take a praise break for a minute right now?
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory for the great things he has done. Oh, we bless your name, God. God, we give you all the praise, the honor, and glory right now. For your daughter, oh God, whom you've blessed and found favor. God, we thank you.
Man. You know what song just popped up in my head? He thought I was worth saving.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, you said some things there.
Only my God goodness. Can create something out of nothing.
Something out of nothing. I had, you said, a breaking point of nothingness. I had to get to a place, a breaking point of nothingness, in order to produce something, in order for God to produce something in you. And boy, did he produce something in you. And as he continues to work in you and through you, to God be the glory. I know somebody is inspired right now who's listening to this show. Somehow the Lord allowed them to get on and to listen to this inspirational moment here and this inspirational, transformational radio show. And we thank God for your testimony, Minister Sharon. Yes. And we thank God, Pastor Teresa. We thank God for how he's used you to be a blessing to the kingdom of God.
Amen. So the song that did come up in my mind is called Worth by Anthony Brown. And the lyrics goes like this. Listeners, listen up. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free. So I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. And, you know, Prophetess, that's what song came to my mind as you were speaking. And these words are so real. And God is just using us as his vessel to continue to birth things, to continue to birth books to inspire others. Anthony Brown, he's a lyricist. And so God used him to create music that will inspire people through the word of the Lord. But I want to read your page one of your introduction. And so I did begin to read your book, both of your books, actually. It says, Who Am I? Dialogue Between Me, Myself, and God is a fascinating piece. Many people walk around every day doing regular routines and dying inside because they have no idea of their purpose or even where to start to discover it. I know the feeling of not knowing, but most importantly, I have lived that feeling. One of the biggest mistakes we can make is not to ask the one simple question that can open up a lifetime of discovery about our true selves. That same question is one we must ask God, and that is, God, what problem did you create me to solve? Everyone has an innate ability to solve a problem in the earth, and we must seek God for what that is. Our ability to hear his voice positions us to receive the answers that we desire, which will set us on the path of self-discovery. The Bible clearly says that we are to do what God has created us to do. We must seek, here we go, to be what he has designed us to be. The Bible says, for we are his workmanship. Come on, Holy Spirit. It's in the book. Everything we just talked about. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. See, I'm not going to read this whole thing, but y'all need to buy this book. It is available on Amazon. Pressing Into Powerful Prayer is available on Amazon. And I just want to talk a little bit about Pastor Teresa's book, okay? This book right here needs to be in everyone's home. The Lord was dealing with me about prayer. And I was like, Lord, you know, I need you to show me how to pray. I want to take my prayer life in another dimension. And the Lord put this woman of God in my life. And when I tell you, when I got my book and I begin to read it, I just begin to weep. There's so much power in these words and in these prayers that the Lord used you to put together. It is a masterpiece. It's powerful. And I feel like it is like a training tool for us so that we can be empowered to learn how to press into prayer with power, and us realizing that the word of God is powerful all by itself. But when you have a relationship with God, God will unveil the secrets, come on, in his word, so that we can obtain and fight in the spiritual realm things that we can't see with our physical eye, but we can discern and see in the spiritual realm.
Amen. Amen.
My.
And I thank God for both of these books, both of these authors with divine purpose.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And we thank God for the impartation that is in between the pages of both of these books.
Mm-hmm.
And you will, it will change your life. These words and these testimonies and these prayers will change your life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
it's changed mine.
Yes, 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 yes.
Well, definitely has changed mine.
Amen. And can we throw that question over to Pastor Teresa? Amen. As well,
amen.
When did you reach your breaking point and had to fully depend on God's divine intervention?
My God, amen, amen. Thank you both. So I would say I had a false start.
Mm.
I had many labor pains. I was one who was always on the prayer line. I wrote on the skirt tails of everybody prayer, the scripture, and didn't have anything for myself. And I just had to just always, I didn't take God at his word. I was just new in Christ and just didn't know. And so I felt like an oddball. And those times I felt as if, you know, okay, God, I keep going to everybody else, but let me see for myself.
Wow.
And so my breaking point was crossing over to give birth and what I really wanted. And I heard the Lord say, sing, O barren one. You who did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. You who did not travail with child.
My God.
For the children of desolate ones.
Hallelujah.
Will be more than the children of the married wives, says the Lord. And that's in Isaiah 54:1.
Yes.
And so I began to just jot down what I've been feeling.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever I've been standing online and began to sought God and saying, Lord, I'm empty here.
I've been riding
on the skirt tails of my pastor who would preach at me. And I would get the word, but didn't hold on. And then the Bible talks about the bird that comes and takes the seed that's on the ground that had no root. That was me. I had a false start. I was barren. I didn't have any substance to hold on. But God says, my season of barrenness is ending. And I'm breaking the barrenness over my life. Teresa. And God was speaking to me about implantation of a new life and hope again.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that season was ending. I began to feel a sudden bloom to take place and come forth as I began to labor in prayer for myself.
Mm-hmm.
It had to start from where I was. There was a womb that was ready to be impregnated. And so this was the breaking point for me that I had to, you know, literally bear down and travail in this place.
It wasn't done on
the prayer line, but it was done in my living room. It was done on my floor, the breaking point where I just had sought God, and I began to write down things. I was in a training ground, God was telling me, and he said, I'm calling you to come out of your comfort zone, and I'm moving you into an unction of the Holy Spirit. And then he began to loose this phrase upon me. He said, this is how God will use me. He began to lose that, you know, in me, and he began to bring order into my life. And so I would think my breaking point had to be in the time of when I got out of the line and got in a line. And I got in alignment with him.
Jesus.
And I began to journal these things and understanding how to write these things and how to put it into paper. But so I began to write, and there was an awakening that happened in my life. And I was excited about that because not only was I awakening in this place of the breaking point, I began to make an impact for others. And so it was a sudden bloom of fruit that was taking place. I was beginning to produce fruit of what I thought was false. It became something else. Began to germinate into something that God had impregnated me with. So he had soaked me with something that it wasn't a pastor had identified.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a prophet, but it was the Holy Spirit had birthed in me a breaking point of who Teresa was and what can happen.
Jesus.
And once the breaking point became a breakthrough happened. And it was not, it was a long, dry situation that I was going through, a wasteland, waiting for the fruits to grow. And all of a sudden, something suddenly accelerated in my life. And what was hitting and shut off, God began to accelerate something that was inside that caused a breaking point, and also an overflow. And it began to trickle right then and there. And I was just so excited and amazed what God was doing. I didn't understand it then, but now I understand it now that it was an overflow. And that was longing to be released, longing to break out. And I believe God is calling breakthroughs, that we are many breakthroughs in these hours. Hallelujah. For those who are at the tipping point, those who are longing to come forth in God. There's nothing wrong with prayer lines and nothing wrong with asking for prayer. We all need a point. We all need reinforcement. But what I had was a false start. I didn't want the word of God. I want everybody to do the word for me. So my foundation was a little faulty, and I can admit that. But I remember just getting in the word for myself. You know, that was the breakthrough. That was the breaking point. My eyes became enlightened to know the hope of my calling. And so I was stirred up at that time. And even in this time, even the more. And I went from an encounter, in the breaking point.
Amen. To God be the glory. I know some folks are on the edge of their seat. I know some folk may even have laid down and laid prostrate. And were inspired to pray. I know our listeners out there are encouraged by what you've heard thus far. And to God be the glory for the great testimony. Because you said quite a few things there. But one thing you said that hit me was a breaking point to break through. See, oftentimes God has to get us in a place where we die to ourselves so that we can be open to his plan, his purpose, and be led by his Holy Spirit. So I thank you, Pastor, for sharing that, because I know somebody else also had a false start. I know somebody that may be listening is saying, oh, God, that sounds like me. That sounds like where I used to be, or that sounds like exactly where I am. So thank me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you've done and what you're doing even now. My Lord, I want to read this, Pastor Teresa, a prayer in from your book, because I was encouraged when I received this book in the mail, and I thank God for you. And this one in particular is on page 13, and it says, worship God, the Son. Psalm 103 and 1, a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Lord Jesus, I come before you just to worship, adore, and exalt your wonderful name, the name that is above all names. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the bright and morning star, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, the balm in Gilead, the Prince of Peace, wonderful counselor, my goodness, counselor and son of the Most High God. You are the Ancient of Days, the Rock of Ages, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of all things, the guardian and the bishop of my soul, my God, the fairer than 10,000. You are the miracle worker, the great physician and the mighty healer from Galilee, the victor, the conqueror, the overcomer of all evil. Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are the way, the truth, and the life, the bread of life, my great provider, faithful and true witness, the captain and commander in chief of the armies of heaven. You are the opener of hearts, the one who raises the dead. Amen, amen. And I just wanted to share that. That's just one of the many anointed, powerful prayers in this pressing into powerful prayer, prayers for supernatural breakthroughs. Amen, amen, and amen.
You know, to our listeners, you will not go wrong by purchasing both of these anointed women's books.
Who I Am, a dialogue between me, myself, and God.
Come on.
How many of us have been there?
Yes, you need to know who you are and who God has created you to be. But how do you intercede? How you pray, how you lay prostrate, how you get to that breaking point. You're going to need this book, Pressing into Powerful Prayer. Hallelujah. You need to get both of them, hallelujah, to excel in what God has for you. Amen.
Amen.
First Lady, I would like to end as he was reading, if I could just for 2 seconds.
Yes.
I began to hear the Spirit of God say that as you begin to read that powerful, powerful prayer, me and my aunt was sitting here and we were about twitching. I was about to run, but I had to stay here so I could finish hearing it. What the Holy Spirit began to say to me is that he said that I need your permission to allow me to be that to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's knowing who he is, but it's another thing to allow him to be that.
Yes.
Because I think sometimes we get caught up in who we are we are called to do, that we don't really fully depend on him and allow him to fit into those places that we need him to be. El Elyon, or the goddess of El Shaddai, or Emmanuel, the Lion of Judah, the Psalm in Gilead. And so God began to say, give me permission and allow me to be what you need when you need it. Because he is everything that we need. So I just want to encourage somebody out there. I don't know why God spoke that to me, but I just want to put that in the atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Allow him to be that to you.
Jesus.
Whatever it is that you need, let him be that. Give him permission. Invite him into that situation when your body needs healing. Allow him into that place when you need the Prince of Peace. And so that prayer was just powerful.
Jesus.
He said, give me permission, because God is not a gentleman.
Jesus.
He's not going to force himself.
That's right.
Jesus.
He gives us the free will.
Jesus.
Absolutely. I just want to encourage him. Let God in. Let him into that place. Let him do that and some for you. Praise God.
My God. Amen. Amen. Let God in.
Yes.
My God.
You got to give him access. What's powerful about that is God needs his foot soldiers here on the earth. And in order for the light of the world to be shown and emulated here in the world, he has to use us. And we have to give God access through us so that he can do what he needs to do in us.
Thank you. And in the world. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. We bless your name today.
Thank you. Thank you. And you said we got to invite God into that situation.
Yep.
See, oftentimes the enemy allows us to stay in the corner with the lights out, wrapped up in a blanket, even hiding under the bed, just so that we cannot and will not look to God.
Come on.
Look to Jesus. They say, look and live. The old saints used to sing that hymn, look and live. Look to Jesus Christ and live.
My.
Amen, amen. But the reality is the enemy will try to keep us bound. The enemy will try to keep us with the scales on our eyes. The enemy will keep us from allowing us to invite God into the situation. Because when the pain is so difficult, when the pain and the hurt is so deep, the enemy knows that he can hold you down. But if we just give God a second, just call on his name.
Hallelujah.
And watch the transformation take place. Watch the scales fall off of the eyes. Watch the pain dissipate. And watch you be transformed, restored, and renewed in an instant, because God can do it. God is a miracle worker. God is a way maker. God is a healer. God is sovereign. And we must invite God to do all the things that we can't do, because we can't do much of anything good without him.
Come on. You know, Pastor, as you were speaking, you know, we all probably have been in this place, and I'm talking to my listeners right now as well,
Thank you,
where
God.
You are in a place of hopelessness and you know you're supposed to call in the name of Jesus, but you just stuck, right? It's like, I know I need to call on God, and I know that that's what I'm supposed to do, but you get in that place of stubbornness. So I want to pray against that stubborn spirit causing us to be so stubborn that we don't want to release our lips and call on the name of Jesus, because the Bible says that it is the name that is above every name, that at the sound of his name, every knees will bow and every tongue shall confess. And so we have to get to that place of submission and to call on the name of Jesus. Because we are not helpless. Jesus. He is the hope of the world.
My God.
He is, hallelujah, submission, our salvation.
Humility.
Woo!
And we have to, and when we're in that place of brokenness, that's where miracles happen.
Right.
That's where breakthrough happens. That's where restoration happens. That's where deliverance happens. That's where all of the things happen that God wants to happen. When we've given up on us, meaning our fleshly desires, when we've given up on our foolery, when we've given up on the things that were not pleasing to God, now he said, I can work in you.
That's right.
I can work through you. He knows that we're not perfect. We will fall short, but he sent a savior in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yes, he did, for you and for me and all you out there listening. I know somebody's struggling with something right now. It could be that addiction. It could be that affliction. It could be that pornography. It could be whatever it is that the enemy is trying to keep you out of being used for God's glory and his greatness for kingdom building. Mm-hmm. We pray in Jesus' name that the Lord touches you right where you are, right where you are, and that you be transformed by the renewing of your mind, body, and spirit.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Jesus. And pastor and minister, can y'all just give us a message, a send away? You know, we have a few minutes left. Just give us something that will inspire and encourage all the listeners and folks who will listen in the future. Pastor and then minister. Amen. You there?
Yes. The Bible says, and be not weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. We are in a time where prayer is necessary more than ever before. We just got to keep on pressing into prayer. It doesn't have to look like what you think it should look like, but the Lord is calling us to come into a place of prayer even more, and even intensified prayer in this hour that will usher this world up, but that will turn this world upside down and usher for the next generation to come. We are in a place of God is setting a momentum in this hour that when our children look back and say, what meaneth of this? We can say, this is what prayer brought us over. And so I come as a battering, hallelujah, to tell you to push into prayer and make sure you stay right there and hammer it. It doesn't matter what laws may come, but we have a God who is able to overturn, overthrow. He won't take a back seat for no man. And so as we continue to press into the prayer, what God has called us to do in this hour like never before, we will see major change. We will see, we will see revival like we never seen before. It hasn't come as we think, but it's getting ready. It's going to come even more as we pray, as we labor and prayer. God is calling us. This is a mandate. This is a clarion call to pray, that men ought to pray and not faint. And so I just infuse into you, Lord. I pray that you will continue to journal down. I pray that you will continue to move in self-deliverance, healing, impartation. I pray that you will continue to build upon what God has given you in this hour, that you will be, hallelujah, that you will write from a strong place, unplanned place, unrehearsed flow, that the words of God, of the Holy Spirit, will begin to pen, hallelujah, through you, that you will be a pen of a ready writer, and that you will pray those prayers out. And I pray that you, that God will begin to compel you even the more to write and to sketch out line upon line and unveil layer upon layers, because whatever you don't write is not of history. It's not a place to it. And so what God is calling us, even in this I just want to quickly say what the Lord has want me to write, even more so on genealogical. He wants me to write more of our background, ancestral background, as watchers for the generations that have laid before. And I believe, like Nehemiah, who was rebuilding the ancient ruins and to bring a generation, and he's awakened us to create a terrace of generation to come. They speak, you know, even through the times as they spoke of, you know, the truth of history.
Amen.
Of telling stories of Rahab and so forth. But I just wanted to leave that to you.
Amen.
And I'll pass it on to Minister.
Thank you. We have a few moments left before we go into our preacher's corner. Amen. And we are going to go in. We thank our listeners, our sponsors at 30 Main and Hope Pregnancy Center, and our special guests. We will end with our preacher's corner. Amen.
Hi, I'm Lady Artist, and I bring you greetings from the Warrior Wives and Women in Wait online ministry. This is the Preacher's Corner. Jeremiah 29 and 11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." As we try to leave the season of great loss and the global pandemic behind us, we enter into the unknown. We must remember that God has a plan for our lives. Many of us know and cling to this verse by itself, but when we begin to understand the historical and literal context behind what God was speaking to us through his prophet, it becomes even more powerful in our lives. Jeremiah was speaking to the Jews who had been held captive by the Egyptians and then by the Babylonians before being carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. I can imagine that the Jews desperately desire to hear a word from the Lord, like many of us do now. We discover from the previous chapter that Jeremiah has just pronounced judgment upon the false prophet Hananiah. Hananiah told the people that God would break the yoke of Babylon, freeing the people and returning them home within 2 years. While this message sounded good, it was a lie, and it resulted in God removing Hananiah from the face of the earth. Jeremiah then tells the people they would live in Babylon for at least 70 years. The words of Jeremiah 29:11 were spoken to a people in the midst of hardship and suffering, people who were likely desiring an immediate rescue like the one Hananiah lied about. But God's response is not to provide an immediate escape from difficult situations. Instead, he promises to bless us and that he would prosper us in the midst of our current situations. If you know Jesus, then you can take comfort in Jeremiah 29:11, knowing that it is not a promise of immediate rescue, but rather a promise that God has a plan for our lives regardless to our current situation. If you don't know Jesus, say this prayer with me. Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. But I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you died and rose again on the third day. And because I now know that your plans for me are good, I ask you to come into my heart and save me. Today, I make you my Lord and Savior, and I denounce every other God I've ever put before you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen. If you pray that prayer with me, then you can begin to apply Jeremiah 29:11 to your life. Expect that God has good things planned for you, even in the midst of bad situations. Be blessed.